إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, on the subject of tawakkul, yesterday we mentioned the conditions that lead to tawakkul. The effect on the heart, a heart which is responsive. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, and a heart which responds to the tilawat of the Qur'an and to seeing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِمَانًا, and that results in tawakkul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned in Surah At-Talaq the famous ayat where he said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who has taqwa, Allah will extract him from his difficulties. Now, two things. Firstly, the question is, the issue is conditional. Allah will extract whom from difficulties? Yattaqil, the one who has taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracts everybody from difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also extracts the one who does not have taqwa from difficulties. But Allah did not promise to do that. Allah promised to extract the one who has taqwa from difficulties. Whoever else, if Allah wishes, that will happen. If He does not wish, it will not happen. But there is no promise. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only for the one who has taqwa. So if we are in a difficulty, then the first thing to check is the state of our taqwa. When we get into difficulties, the first thing we check is material. And we think that a material difficulty can be removed by some reconstruction of the material. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that don't get deceived. Even a material difficulty, the material is not the reason for the difficulty. The reason for the difficulty is the amar and hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered that material to become difficult. Allah ordered the material to become difficult. And material, I don't mean only material as in substance. I mean our entire life situation. So the life situation does not become difficult by itself. It becomes difficult because of the amar and hukum of and order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to change that? Go back to the order. Why did the order come? Change those circumstances, the order will change, the difficulty will disappear. And that's what Allah is saying, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ, the one who has taqwa, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, Allah will extract him from his difficulties. So the first thing to do is to check the taqwa, and that is where the earlier ayat of Surah Al-Anfal, which give us the measure of this taqwa. What is the measure of the taqwa? Do I know if I have taqwa or not? How do I know that? What is the meter? What is the measure? What is the taqwa meter? The heart. What is happening to your heart when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before you? What is happening to your heart when the ayat of Quran are recited before you? What is happening to your heart when you see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around you? Is anything happening at all? If nothing is happening, it means that there is a problem with the taqwa. There is a problem with taqwa. Even though you may be praying, even though you may be doing other things. Now somebody might say, well, you know, I am not praying, but I have taqwa. That is rubbish. That is absolute rubbish. Because the sign of taqwa is prayer. How do we know that? What is the dalil? Same ayat of Surah Al-Anfal. Where Allah said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. So Allah described the condition of the heart. These are the people, the muttaqeen. How will you know them? الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. You will know them by the fact that they established the salah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend from what we have given them. The outward condition of taqwa is two. Establishment of salah and spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our life, our time, our money, our talents, our influence. Spending is not only writing a check, no. Yes, it is giving money, but that's not the, it's not a question of saying, oh, I have given some charity. No. Mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Whatever we have given. Mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Alladhina yuqimuna salata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave these two outward signs. So the sign of taqwa is this. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning in this particular issue where Allah said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will extract him from difficulties. So the sign of taqwa is the establishment of salah. But just standing in salah without anything happening to the heart, this is not taqwa. For salawat we have to do. There is no condition about it. There is no, it's not a discretionary thing. Has to be done. But what is the quality of the salah? That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'minun, the condition, the quality of the person who is a mu'min. What did Allah say? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Allah did not say they are the people who pray. No. Allah mentioned the quality of the salah. خَاشِعُونَ. خَشِيَتْ. خَشِيَتُ اللَّهِ. In the heart. Again, the condition of the heart. What is the situation of your heart when you are standing in salah? It's not only somebody who is praying. It is somebody who is praying a particular quality of salah. That is the mu'minu. That is the mu'min. That is the person. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah said, they have succeeded. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. So the khashyat of salah. So therefore, the issue of having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extract as from difficulties, the condition of this is taqwa. So therefore, we need to focus on our taqwa. And when you do focus on the taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also showed that when Allah said, I will extract you from the difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only does not necessarily change the outward conditions, but most of the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliberately does not change the outward conditions. And I will give you a few examples today and tomorrow. So today I will give one example. Nuh alayhi salam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to save Nuh alayhi salam, what did Allah use? Did Allah use the boat or the water? The water. Allah used the water. Boat is boat. There must have been so many other boats. They all sank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the hukum to the water. Carry this boat safely. The same water drowned everybody else, including the son of Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam said, I will. He is referring to material. What will you do if there is a flood? May Allah save us from such situations. If there is a flood, what do people do? Seek a high point. So Nuh alayhi salam's statement to his father, he said, I will climb the mountain. I will go to the top of the mountain. I will climb the hill. He is seeing a material difficulty. He is seeing water, flood water. He is looking for a material solution to the material difficulty. His father is saying, difficulty is not material. Difficulty is in the heart. You have no taqwa. You have been invited towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to remain in shirk. You are not on tawheed. The problem is not the problem of material circumstances. The problem is of your heart. Straighten yourself. Make tawbah. Come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, no. Material difficulty, I've got a material solution. It works all the time. What do people do? What do animals do? What does anything do which cannot fly? When there is a flood, it climbs a tree, it goes to the top of a building, or it climbs a mountain, or whatever it is. So material difficulty, I have a material solution. I have a proven material solution which works. He's not saying something illogical. Nuh alayhi salam's son's answer is not an illogical answer. It's a very logical answer. But what does his father do? Because his father is the Rabbi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, nothing can save you today. Except the amr of Allah. Except the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the father sees the actual reality, which is that the difficulty is not a function of the material circumstances. The difficulty is the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, same water, one mauj, one wave comes, finished, end of story. And the same wave takes Nuh alayhi salam and his boat and takes him to safety. So Allah does not even change the outward circumstances. And the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the outward circumstances is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to leave that lesson for all of the future till the day of judgment to say that it is not because of the circumstances that something happened. This happened despite the circumstances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show His Qudrat. So people learn and say that this doesn't happen because ye ho gaya, wo ho gaya, aisa ho gaya, farak. Kuch nahi hua, Allah ta'ala ka hukum hua. Allah ka hukum. And Allah ka hukum kiske liye hota? Allah's order comes for whom? For the one who has taqwa. Wa man yattaqi Allaha yaj'al lahu makhraja. So the issue of tawakkul is to work on our taqwa. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll develop this further. But the issue of tawakkul is that, to work on our taqwa. If you can never have tawakkul, a person who has no taqwa cannot have tawakkul. A person who is not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot have tawakkul. A person who does not understand, like I said yesterday, Allah mentioned the rope. The person who doesn't understand the strength of the rope cannot trust the rope. And the sign of understanding the strength of that rope, the reason I'm saying is don't get deceived by somebody who says, no, I'm a great ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I don't have to pray. No, everybody. When the Nabi prayed, nobody has any excuse. Nobody is a bigger ashik of Allah than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never missed a salah. Even when he could not physically walk to the masjid, he had two people to carry him to the masjid and he prayed. He never missed a single salah in his entire life. So the establishment of salah is a sign of taqwa. And to work on the khushu of the heart when we are in salah. And this is taqwa, and that taqwa is what helps us to get out of difficulties. So anytime we find ourselves in a difficulty, may Allah save you from all difficulties, is to focus on the taqwa and say, what is the condition of my taqwa? Leave everything else aside. I'm not saying do not build the boat. By all means, build the boat. Allah could have saved Nuh alayhi salam even without the boat. He could have simply floated on the water. Nothing to prevent him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have made him fly. Any number of options. Allah has all the options that I can imagine and everything else which I can't imagine. No. This is Alamul Asbab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, make the boat. But the boat doesn't save you. The water will save you with the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same boat can sink. And tomorrow we'll see the lives of other Anbiya, what happened and so on and so forth. So, very important, by all means, take the material means, but not as the first step. First step is taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come down, then the rest of it follows. Then the same material which was not working will start working. The same circumstances, even though the outward circumstances may be the same, they will not harm you like they were harming you. They will become beneficial. Condition is development of this taqwa. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our hearts full of His khashyat and His taqwa, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to demonstrate that to Him in terms of our salah and our amal. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.